On Wednesday evening, October 8th, WFAE hosted a few dozen Charlotte-area residents at a community dialogue titled Politics Unplugged. Charlotte Talks host and program moderator Mike Collins guided the audience through a conversation that touched on presidential election topics, including the nation's financial crisis, health care, running mates, and the war in Iraq. Here's a sampling of the discussions.
And now we've got an entire economy falling apart, all these investment banks and other banks worldwide falling apart. Is it fair to expect a Barack Obama or a John McCain or a Hillary Clinton or anybody else who ran for president this time around to really be able to understand this or even to understand who would be right to fix this?
I'm not sure if any of them would be appropriate, know enough at this point to solve the problem, but the main problem is the timing, because with a lame duck president in the midst of a presidential election and Congress recessing, no one wants to take responsibility to solve the problem, so it's just languishing out there.
What I've seen happen in our government lately in terms of handling the financial crisis is just, kind of a improvisation. Figure it out as we go along. There doesn't seem to be an overarching plan to fix things.
Are you worried about Barack Obama's tax plan? And do you think both of the candidates are being honest about their plans?
No. No and no.
No, you don't. You're not worried, and no, you don't think they're being honest.
No.
Because
I'll tell you why, and I'll go back to you have to look at the books, and you have to look at reality, and whoever gets into that White House with his cabinet will have to make decisions that none of them have even thought of today. They haven't even thought of them, because things are changing so rapidly daily, globally.
Where the main choice here is between Barack Obama and John McCain, and I would hate to see people say, I'm not going to vote for John McCain because I can't stand Sarah Palin.
Well,
because I don't think she's going to have that much influence.
But what happens if he is incapacitated?
True.
72, he's had medical problems.
He's an old man, but I don't know. I don't think that's very likely.
Okay. What it speaks to is his choice. He made this decision to choose this person who is not capable of doing the job. And I don't want someone who's president who can't make good choices with personnel like that. Because if we're talking about the vice president, think about the cabinet. I mean, who's he going to choose for Secretary of Transportation? Heather Locklear? I mean, I really feel like he
second girl in, second row up. No, up, right in there. Yes, you. Do you worry about this? Do you have health insurance?
Currently I do, but I'm getting ready to graduate from undergrad, and so I won't have health insurance then because my parents can't carry me after then.
Right.
And it is something that I worry about. Being a woman, I have to go and get checkups yearly. They keep coming up with all these campaigns about avoiding cancer and all different kinds of diseases. And if I don't have health care, I can't afford the doctor visit. And also, I know I have a friend who recently had a baby, and once she had her baby, she no longer has health care. The baby's insured for a year. So these are things that I think affect me directly.
So when you hear both these candidates... So the Democratic platform, which is obviously partly written with the candidate in mind, says that we can safely remove our combat brigades in Iraq at the pace of one or two per month and expect to complete redeployment within 16 months. And the GOP platform on Iraq says... We owe the commitment that American forces will leave that country in victory and with honor, with no timetables. We broke it. Is it our job to stay there until we fix it?
One of the things I really struggle with, and I guess I'll have to label it as more of a Republican, and I'm not registered in either party, so I try to remain independent in my viewpoints, but it's this notion of victory and honor. What is that? Define what victory is in this conflict? What is it? I hear politicians.
A few of the comments heard recently at WFAE's community conversation event, Politics Unplugged. I'm Mark Rumsey. We'll have more dialogues on a variety of topics in coming months, and we hope you'll come out next time to let your voice be heard.